be solved here?
Taking care of the kids that are part of that dreamer population. I think that we can solve that and allow them to have the American opportunity, American dream. But we also have to secure the border. And if you limit it to those two items alone, I think there is a solution that can be forged together here.
The Justice Department today announced indictments on 13 Russian nationals and a trio of Russian entities on charges related to the Kremlin's effort to interfere in the 2016 presidential election. This is USA Radio News.
In theaters now, from PureFlix.
Samson, chosen by the living God.
A hero will rise.
He has the strength of a god. I saw it with my own eyes.
My name is Samson, and you will face the wrath of God.
Samson, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. For tickets and information, go to samson.movie.
And with a look at things going on around the world, here is USA Radio Network's UN correspondent, Luke Vargas.
An economic assessment by Smith College professor Andrew Zimbalist finds South Korea spent roughly $13 billion to host the ongoing Winter Olympics, but will generate less than $3 billion in short-term revenue. South Korea's government optimistically says hosting the Games will draw in at least $18 billion in revenue in the coming years. But Zimbalist is skeptical, saying meager ticket sales show the challenge of turning Pyeongchang into a popular international resort town. Reuters reports up to 100 Russian mercenaries may have been killed in eastern Syria last week after the U.S. responded with force to an assault on allied Kurdish fighters. In a pattern seen in eastern Ukraine, Russian mercenaries are said to be taking on an increased role across Syria. By relying on contractors instead of uniformed personnel, Russia's government is not required to report on death tolls or injuries. And Germany's foreign minister is asking the U.S. to step up its participation in transatlantic security by doing more than funding its military. The complaint that certain German allies have rolled back spending on diplomacy in the U.N. comes days after President Trump's proposed budget spelled out steep cuts at the State Department, U.N., and USAID. But Ursula von der Leyen did propose a compromise, saying Germany would increase its military spending and push others in Europe to do so if the U.S. remained diplomatically engaged. We'll see if that message reaches Washington.
For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Your weather forecast for Flemington, New Jersey today, expect rain, 80% chance, high temperatures in the mid-40s. Tonight, rain likely, 60% chance, low in the low 30s. Friday, rain, 80%, high 43 degrees. Friday night, guess what? Rain, 50% chance, low temperatures in the upper 30s. Then the weekend, Saturday, rain likely, 60% on Saturday, highs in the low 50s. Saturday night, showers are probable. Let's see how many synonyms I can use for probable and likely. 80% chance of showers on Saturday night, low 42 degrees. And then Sunday, guess what? Showers again, 80% chance. Temperatures are in the upper 50s, though. And then the rain finally clears out for Sunday night. And then the beginning of next week looks sunny. Stay tuned for the library show.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good morning and welcome to the Library Show, starring Jim Thatch and Jennifer Winberry. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim. The very late Jennifer Winberry.
We'll find out why momentarily. We'll switch seats at the first commercial break.
Okay.
It's the Library Show, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, the Friends of HCL are gearing up for their 22nd annual book sale. We'll tell you what we know so far. New Jersey Makers Day will be celebrated at two Hunterdon County Library locations in March. It's fun for the whole family. Jennifer reads about the evils of drinking, so she gave up reading. February is almost over, but we have lots of programs in March for kids, teens, and adults. All that and more in today's Library Show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning. I actually just read that drinking wine will help you live past 90. So.
How?
I don't know how, but I'm willing to give it a shot.
How much wine? How little wine? What kind of wine?
It was
too
just
many unanswered questions.
And my cousin just posted something on Facebook. I liked it and moved
I
on.
I think it's the same. Chocolate makes you, supposedly makes you a little, anything in excess, Jennifer, is not good.
I'm not a huge chocolate fan.
Anything, so wine, I just stop eating everything and drink wine.
Yeah.
I'm be guaranteed to live to 90.
You heard it here first, folks.
The fake news library show. So what's your morning like that you're rolling in here very late?
Later.
Something you can tell me about later? Okay. Well, I'm glad you made it.
Thank you.
Do you have, yeah, I see you have one sheet of paper.
I brought trivia for you, Jim.
Prepared? Oh, boy.
It's been a morning. Let me just tell you that.
Okay.
This is a nice view from this seat.
Should we announce our big news at the Hunterdon County Library that
Go
we
ahead.
Know?
Go ahead.
That nobody else might know? We're finally... Finally, we're getting a new director of the Hunterdon County Library. You may or may not know that our director, Mark Titus, retired after how many years?
It would have been, it was after 11 years, 12 years.
He retired last summer. Jennifer has been running things at the Hunterdon County Library, and I must say things have been running very smoothly.
Well, thank you, Jim.
You're welcome. But the county has hired a new director. His name is... Well, why don't you tell me? You probably know more about it than I do, Jennifer.
You probably do. Go ahead. I'm James Keebler,
mm-hmm.
and he comes to us from Piscataway. I have not met him yet.
He worked at the Piscataway Library?
He was the director.
Of the Piscataway, was it public library?
Mm-hmm.
What is the name of the
Piscataway?
Have you ever been there?
I have not.
Never been there.
Middlesex County is not one of the counties I venture into quite often.
Why? Nothing? Rutgers University?
I did that for a year. That was enough.
You went to Rutgers for a year?
I got my master's degree.
Oh. And only took a year?
Mm-hmm.
That's how long it takes?
It's 12 class, 12, 13 classes, and I took them all. I took 5, 5, and 3, yeah.
Where were you working when you did this? At the Hunterdon County Library?
No, at the sock store.
At the sock store?
I was working about 50 hours a week. At
what sock store?
Over by ShopRite, when it used to be the outlet center, I worked in a kiosk there.
That sold just socks.
Socks and underwear. But it was good.
It was a kiosk?
It was a kiosk in the middle. Well, yeah, of course it was in the middle. But actually, by doing that, the owner, if there was nothing else, you know, if nothing going on and everything was neat and tidy and stocked, he let me work on my homework there.
How old were you?
I was right out of college. I was a year out of college.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You didn't know this?
Your parents must have been thrilled that you get... college education, and then, hi, Mom and Dad, I got a job today.
No, I had that right out of high school. I worked that through.
Oh.
I worked that through college.
Oh, okay. The sock store, and whatever happened to the sock store? Was it called the sock store?
It was,
Is that what was the name of it?
I think it was Knowles Hosiery.
Oh, okay.
That was the name of the owner, was Noel. And he was a really great guy. Actually, he's from Middlesex County. His warehouse was in Old Bridge, and I would drive to Old Bridge in a warehouse, too. It was a family run, and he and his wife were terrific. His wife still is terrific. We're still friends.
Good. And what happened to him? He retired?
He passed away a few years ago. He sold the business. He also did flea markets at Route 1, Route 18, back when indoor flea markets were a big thing. And his son had a responsible son.
I
had
no idea.
Yeah.
This is actually very interesting to me.
Yeah, but I got the job right out of high school. And as long as the place was stocked and cleaned, you could work on your homework. And if you didn't, ignore your customers. So I worked there through college.
So was it popular then, or was it kind of slow?
It was very busy. It was because everybody needs socks and underwear all the time.
What years are we talking about here?
I got the job in June of 86. I left for a while in 95. I left for about 6 months in 95 or 96.
So I must have.
And then I came
back. I must
back.
Have seen you there at some point.
I'm sure you did.
Right. I don't think I ever bought anything, but I've been through there in that time span.
And that's where I met my husband. He was working at the men's clothing store across the way, yeah.
Interesting.
You never know this?
No.
There's like a whole section
so
of my
life.
So
who approached who first?
They introduced me.
To him?
Yeah, and we just talked because...
You noticed that there were holes in his socks or something?
No, he was very well dressed back then.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Very interesting.
I saw your wife last night. She didn't see me, though.
You did, huh? At the... Where?
ShopRite.
Oh, really?
I was surprised, too.
Interesting. She was supposed to be... What time was this?
I don't know, like 4:35 o'clock.
Oh, that was before. Okay. She was had some... I forget what it was called now. I hope she's not listening. I don't remember. She told me the whole thing this morning. Some class last night.
Yeah.
Yoga, but something.
She didn't see
drawing
me.
A blank on the wording, Jennifer. Okay, but anyway. It is the library show. Let's jump right in, Jennifer. Let me see. Do I have any programs coming up this week? Do you know anything off the top of your head?
There's a movie tonight.
Oh, that's right.
Dunkirk.
I got it right here. I just saw Dunkirk, actually.
What did you think of it? Go ahead, because I didn't love it.
I just think it was I don't know if it should have made a movie of it. Did it warrant a whole movie? I don't know. Kind of interesting story.
See, that's
true,
the thing.
But
the scale was missing. It could have been so much better. There wasn't one little dinghy here and one little dinghy here. The North, it was packed.
Right.
With dinghies, like with boat, like the entire.
Had a couple questions. About
if you
that.
Ever saw Mrs. You ever see Mrs. Miniver? I don't mean to.
No.
But in Mrs. Miniver, they go out. They do the Dunkirk rescue. They don't talk about it, but it's thousands of boats. It's not just one or two.
Right.
So the
here's
scale
my question.
Is missing.
So, what percentage of people did they actually rescue? They kind of glossed over that, Jennifer.
They rescued a fair amount. I thought it said at the end in the number. Did you read the credits?
I thought they said there were four. At one point in the movie, I thought they said there were 400,000 people.
But at the very end, it said how many in writing, like in the trailer.
Like 30-something thousand.
Yeah.
So they lost 370,000 people?
No, I don't think they lost that many. And some of them did stay for the next wave. I mean, this was the first wave. There were several waves.
Okay, my other question was, so Dunkirk is a little seaside town on the coast of France.
Mm-hmm.
No one in Dunkirk, in a seaside town, owns a boat?
The town
there should have been boats all over that town.
But the town was deserted at that point.
Well, they were protecting unless they missed it, but they were protecting the one end of it. There had to be a boat dealership in that town or something.
We're talking France now.
Yes or no?
No? Probably not.
Dunkirk is the only seaside town that doesn't have no one owns a boat.
They were probably all commandeered by the Germans. You know,
they hadn't taken it yet. They had cornered them there.
Right, but the Germans took everything.
When they got there eventually, but they weren't there yet.
I would also imagine they hid a lot of things, so the Germans didn't take them.
Well, my point is they could have used these boats.
They sure could have,
I don't know.
But and if you ever see, when you see The Darkest Hour, which you will watch, Hitler also talks about it and the events leading up to.
We have loyal listener Kiko listening.
Yes, Kiko, please help me out, Kiko.
And Kiko's...
Stop doing that. You're shaking the room.
I'm sorry. Kiko's impression of Dunkirk, he hated the repetition.
Yes.
Didn't need to see it from every angle. So he said very repetitive.
Right.
And he said first day, 7,669 rescued, and by the eighth day, 33,000.
Right.
But how many people were trapped there and got killed?
Well, ask Kiko. And Kiko, do you agree with me the scale wasn't large enough for the actual, there was no impact?
Okay. So, if you still want to see Dunkirk.
No, I think you should. I think it's an important movie. And let me tell you, the scenery is gorgeous.
Yes, it was beautifully shot. Dunkirk, playing tonight at the Huntington County Library as part of our Academy Award-nominated film series sponsored by the Friends of the Huntington County Library. The movie starts at 6 p.m., and it's a full house tonight, from what I understand. Like, we have over 80 people coming.
I know. I saw that. That's great.
So, you may or may not know that Huntington County does not have a movie theater officially. But there is one at the Huntington County Library. So Dunkirk tonight is rated PG-13. We'll repeat. And we've actually shown it twice already at the North County Branch Library. The other movies in our Academy, it's already 11:16.
It is. We talked about my sock life too long.
Okay, real we sure did. Academy Award nominated film series continues with Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, Victoria and Abdul, Get Out, and The Greatest Showman. Do you want to know the times and dates where you can see any of these films? Just go to our webpage, hclibrary.us, and click on the events calendar in the bottom right-hand corner. And all the times and dates of this program, as well as all of our programs, will be at your fingertips. That's the Academy Award-nominated film series. Okay, it's time for our first commercial break. Jennifer will be taking over the production duties, so if there's a slip
I'm kind of
at all
this.
After this, we'll... we'll know why. So we'll be right back with Today in History.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Huntington Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show. Jim Thatch and the tardy Jennifer Winberry, but she's settling in nicely now. So why? It sounds like a good time to quiz her about today in history. This time every week, I ask Jennifer some questions about events that happened on this date. It's February 22nd. I also give her some names of people who were born on February 22nd. And see if she knows who they are just by hearing their name.
You know, I like to read on Sundays and do the cha-cha.
Well, here we go again. What does this mean?
I don't know.
What are these? Who are these secret messages for? Is it Scott?
No.
Is it Gene?
Nope.
Morgan.
Gene's doing very well, thank you.
Okay, good to hear. So what does this mean?
I know.
Can I be in on the? I can't be in on the joke, or our listeners can't be in on the joke.
No, I just like look for strange sentences to say. I'm being whimsical.
You're not here for somebody's benefit, and we'll never know.
For nobody's benefit. It's for my benefit. I need more whimsical.
1855, Jennifer. The Farmers High School of Pennsylvania opens. On this date in 1855, they renamed it to what?
Penn State.
How'd you know that?
What else would they name it?
I don't, could have been any of a million things. Pennsylvania State University, it was renamed in State College, PA, back in 1855. It was a high school. And there's something about Lincoln about it up there, too. Lincoln was attended or chartered it or something. Maybe you have to find that out for me as a follow-up question.
Okay.
Speaking of Abraham Lincoln.
Okay.
In 1856, what opens its first national convention in Pittsburgh?
The Democratic Party?
The Republican Party, Jennifer.
There was no Democratic Party back then.
There was. Oh, yes, of course there was. They were in favor of slavery, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah.
The whole South was Democratic.
Lincoln
is the one of the main guys who started the Republican Party. Did you know that?
I did not.
It was Abraham Lincoln. He was the first, I think he was the first Republican candidate, or first Republican president, I believe.
Hmm.
You know, before that there were Whigs and know-nothings and
yeah.
Whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
1862, Jennifer. Jefferson Davis is officially inaugurated as President of the Confederate States of America. My question for you, and for Kiko, see if he knows this one. He knows a lot of Civil War history.
Kiko knows everything.
How long was his term supposed to last?
2 years.
I'll leave it open for Kiko to answer.
Okay.
And I'll let you know in a minute. Let's move on. 1889, Jennifer. Big day for the United States. President Grover Cleveland signs a bill admitting 4 U.S. states. 4 in one day. Can you name any of the 4?
Did any of the states that seceded, were they readmitted? Or are these first-time admissions?
These are first-time admissions.
Illinois.
No.
Arizona. No, Arizona was much later.
No. Give me one more chance to name one of them.
Kansas.
Incorrect. North Dakota, South Dakota.
That's in the right direction.
Montana and Washington State.
Oh.
Are all named U.S. states on this date in 1889, Jennifer. Hmm. Let's go up to February 22nd, 1915. The Imperial German Navy institutes what on this date? This is a little World War One. Trivia. This has got to be the one of the most brashest statements ever. I mean,
I'm sure it's some kind of no sail zone or no.
They institute unrestricted submarine warfare, meaning you're allowed to have unrestricted. Weren't they the only side with subs?
Yeah.
So, of course, they're going to institute that. Are they going to limit themselves in sub warfare?
Yeah.
Interesting. Germany. This is a head shaker. Okay, Jennifer, who in 1924 becomes the first president to deliver a radio address from the White House?
I know FDR did a lot of them, but that's too early.
One of the greatest presidents of all time was president while our country had its most prosperous years, Jennifer.
It would be after Herbert Hoover. No, it would be before Herbert Hoover.
Yeah, weren't Hoovervilles the little thing set up? I said prosperous.
I said it would be prior to Hoover. I'm like trying to deduce this. Go ahead.
Calvin Coolidge, the great president from Vermont.
Do you know the...
Why are you laughing about Calvin Coolidge?
Because there's like a story, a little, where a woman sitting next to him at it, because he was noted for being short of words.
Silent cow.
Right. And a woman was seated next to him at a dinner party, and she said, turned to him and said, "I bet, my friend, that I could make you say more than two words at dinner." And he turned to her and said, "You lose."
Right, that was Dorothy Parker, supposedly, that yes. asked them that question. Okay, going back to the Jefferson Davis question, by the way, Jefferson Davis was inaugurated for a six-year term.
Wow. I think that's too long.
A little bold.
I think it's too long for the senators, too, but that's another issue for another day.
Calvin Coolidge, the great Vermont president, very underrated, Jennifer. That was the great. He was president right before the stock. He went out of office like the year before the stock
market
crashed.
Well, he's lucky nobody blamed him for it.
They didn't.
But today they would have.
He was a very hands-off government type of guy.
But today they would have said he set it up, that his policies caused it to finally crash.
Well, I don't agree.
Okay. No, I'm just saying.
He's from Vermont. A Vermonter would never do that.
I know. Vermont's the best place in the world.
1944, Jennifer. A little World War II history. A bad day for the American Air Force. What happened in 1944 and World War II? American Air Force makes a huge gaffe, a big mistake.
They bomb themselves. They bomb.
They bombed
their own target.
Dutch towns of Nijmegen and I can't read today. My eyes are blurry. I can't pronounce these words anyway. They bombed four Dutch towns, which are on our side, Jennifer, leaving 800 dead in Nijmegen alone. So I don't know whether they got bad intelligence or what happened that day, Jennifer. Another thing that worked up. Weren't you going to look something up in the beginning?
I don't know. I'm looking up
Lincoln with Penn State.
Well, I'm looking up Dunkirk. 338,226 men escaped during the 9 days. Including 140,000 French.
How many people died at Dunkirk? Can I just cut to the chase? How many people were not rescued and died?
68,000.
Okay. Less than I thought, but still tragic.
Well, actually, 68,000 soldiers dead, wounded, or missing. 3,500 and 13,000 were wounded. And they lost all their heavy equipment. It was 861 vessels that rescued them. So, to have that guy's little boat was kind of...
I know. It was an interesting story. I don't know if there was a whole movie about it. They made the Polar Express into a whole movie, that little short book.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like that in my mind, Jennifer. I'm not fully informed.
No, I understand what you're saying.
And I just talk sometimes. But that's what radio does to you.
They could have done back. We have to talk on radio. You know, you have to do the backstory. I think they could have had more backstory. Yes, Kiko, please help him out.
Kiko's gone missing. Okay, big day for the Americans in the Olympics on this date in 1980. What happened?
The Dream Team won the hockey game.
You're mixing your teams. Dream Team was a basketball team. It was the Miracle on Ice, Jennifer.
That's Miracle on Ice.
In Lake Placid, New York, the United States hockey team defeats the Soviet Union 4-3. And congratulations to the women's hockey team who defeated Canada yesterday.
I was so mad. Every time I was someplace that had a TV, I had to watch the women's hockey.
In a shootout.
Yeah.
And the U.S. hockey team wins their first gold medal, the women's hockey team, in 20 years.
Here's a question.
Canada won the last four golds.
Did you see... Why were most of the referees women? They might have all been women.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know. I think it's kind of weird.
Why?
Why can't they have women referees in men's hockey, and why can't they have men?
I'm sure they do.
I bet they don't.
You're looking for something that's not there, Jennifer. And finally, in 1983, Moose Murders opens on Broadway at the Eugene O'Neill Theater. Why is this remembered to this date, Jennifer?
Moose Murders?
Moose Murders, a Broadway play, opens at the Eugene O'Neill Theater. Moose Murders has now become synonymous with a Broadway flop, Jennifer. It opened and closed on the same night. So anyone that has a Broadway flop, inevitably they mention this play, Moose Murders, supposedly. You've never heard of this, right?
No. Lincoln helped Penn State become a land-grant institution. He played a key role in establishing Penn State as an agricultural university when he signed the Morrill Act in 1862.
Thank you.
Welcome. Okay, who died today?
It was like no one died today, Jennifer.
Aww.
Well, no one that I wrote down. Here's for people who were born on this date.
Okay.
In 1732, born on February 22nd, George Washington.
The father of our country guy?
Yes. Of course.
One married to Martha?
First president of the United States. Somebody I wish I'd met, because one of the few people, any report you read about how everyone who ever met him or even came in contact was just awed by this guy.
You've
like he was like God on earth or something.
You've met me.
Oh boy, we are in a strange mood today, aren't we?
We're trying.
1907, Robert Young was born.
He was a TV star. He was he Marcus Welby?
Marcus Welby is correct. And one other show.
Make Room for Daddy or something like that?
Close. Father Knows Best. And my trivia question for you today is, what was the name of his kids on that show with their nicknames? It was called these three kids' nicknames.
Kitty.
Kitten is one,
Kitten.
I believe.
I don't know.
Bud, Kitten, and Princess? I don't know.
How can you ask me a question you don't know the answer to?
I bet I'm right. 1918, Wow. You're very combative. Someone being late and not bringing anything to the radio show certainly has a lot to say. 1918, Don Pardo was born. Any idea?
No, but he's a name like...
That you know, yes.
Yeah.
He was a famous radio and American television announcer, Jennifer. Most famous for being on Saturday Night Live for the past... I believe he died... Yeah, he died in 2014.
You're correct. I'm Princess Bud and Kitten.
Told you, so I accept your apology.
We're not doing Facebook, right?
1932, Ted Kennedy. We have to make our own Facebook page, I think. We make a radio page, a radio... What am I trying to say?
We can't put our library name on it.
Can we put a radio... We can't?
I don't think so.
Why?
Just wait till next week. 1932, Ted Kennedy. He was John Kennedy's older brother. He was the senator from Massachusetts. There was a little incident with the bridge in Chappaqua.
Yes. You always go to the bad parts, yes.
I said the good parts first.
Kiko has one for us. Born on this day in 1975. Any idea? Oh, I know this one. I have this on my list. So I know it, but we'll get to it. Kiko suggests a book, since this is the library show, Jennifer. American Crisis, George Washington and the Dangerous 2 Years After Yorktown. So I wonder what happened there.
I don't know.
It's because with America being a new country, they didn't want to fall into the same, I think, pitfalls that England did running the country, right? I bet you it has something to do with that.
What was it?
I finished watching the miniseries Turn, which was very good. And one of the best things at the end was, it's called American Crisis, George Washington and the Dangerous.
We actually happen to have one at the Hunter.
We have one at the Hunter and County Library, so maybe
your Cracker Jack book purchaser bought it.
Because I didn't suggest it.
It's currently checked in.
It's currently checked in? Okay, great. So Turn... I thought the best part was, so they win at Yorktown, Washington comes to New York, Britain is evacuating, and there's a newspaper guy that's been in the whole thing that's been writing stories, like how Washington's been getting trounced and stuff like that. So he comes into the thing, and this guy thinks he's going to be arrested or jailed or whatever, and then Washington tells him how important it is that the newspapers are there.
Repress.
And the voice. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Thought it was very good. And the guy, I thought it was a very poignant moment.
That was one of his big things.
So I thought that was
I don't know. I've lost my train of thought. Moving on. 1950, Julius Erving was born.
He's Dr. J. He was a basketball player. Laker?
No. He was a New Jersey Net for the ABA. Then I think he came over to the 76ers.
Okay.
I think they might have won a championship with him. And then finally, 1975, I think this is who Kiko's probably referring to.
Kiko, you got to tell us who it is. We can't
Drew Barrymore.
Really?
Yeah.
She's one of the Barrymore dynasty. She's an actress. She was in the movie Poison Ivy.
Was she?
Yeah. I think it was like a made-for-TV movie or something. It was older.
That's the movie you come up with Drew Barrymore.
Yep.
That E.T.
That one, too.
Poison Ivy. I'm not even sure she was even in that.
Yeah, she was.
Wasn't that Uma Thurman or something?
No. It was before that. It has nothing to do with the movie star. Comic book character. Oh.
Okay.
Drew Barrymore is what you come up with, Kiko? I'm disappointed.
Well, she's a fine American actress.
I know, but...
Ever see the... Oh, that's right. It's a comedy.
Adam Sandler.
It's actually very good.
Okay. It's a Broadway play.
Because it's actually the time... It's the era we grew up in, so it's a lot of references to, things that we knew as teenagers. You know what I'm saying, Jennifer? Mm-hmm.
Except you're older than me.
I think you would like it. I think it would still apply, Jennifer.
I just like saying you're older than me.
Right. Did you ever see E.T., by the way, that she was in?
Yeah, and she was in Firestarter.
Okay.
With Stephen King.
Because you're looking up her filmography now.
I am. See what she's done recently.
Okay, moving on, Jennifer. That's it for today in history. I hope you enjoyed it. It's 11:37. Boy, this time is flying today.
I know.
Jim Gano will be in 23 minutes with his show, Taking Care of Business, which happens every Thursday at 12 noon. Before that, we still have some library business to take care of, including the book sale, Maker's Day. Those are the two big tentpole things you need to take care of, Jennifer. Well, anything else you want to talk about?
You asked me for trivia.
Okay.
I started working on it. That was the other thing. But I kind of ran out of time, although I don't know if there was anything else to do. If you like this, I will give it to you for you to take to you to incorporate in your trivia.
Okay.
And it's based on last Thursday's New York Times crossword puzzle, which I left for you with stuff highlighted, and I'm sure you ignored it.
Probably.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so all these answers, these are all fictional characters' names.
Yes.
They all have an avian word in them.
I've actually used something similar to that. Oh, very good. Okay.
Okay.
Wait, all of these what have?
It's a fictional character.
Oh, a fictional character.
And they're all people. They're not animals.
Gotcha.
This title character travels to a small town in Ohio to bid the nation goodbye.
To bid the nation goodbye?
When he joins the army.
Is it from a movie or something?
Mm-hmm.
Give me another hint.
The character was based on Elvis Presley.
Oh, bye-bye birdie?
Conrad Birdie.
Oh, gotcha. I thought you meant a type of bird, but then bird.
Well, that one was stretching it.
Sweet
kind of.
Blossom, Sweet Apple?
Sweet Apple.
That's what it was called?
This movie character interviews a serial killer.
That'd be a good one for a fictional place. Sweet Apple.
In 1991.
Okay, so then I'm sorry. I interrupted you.
Shocking. This movie character interviews a serial killer in 1991.
Oh, that's Clarice Starling.
Mm-hmm. He was a heroic outlaw in English folklore.
Robin Hood.
This was John Voight's Oscar-winning role in Coming Home. And you and I had a discussion about...
It's Martin is his last name.
Yeah, it's Luke Martin.
Luke Martin. I wouldn't have got his first name.
We had a discussion whether Martin was a bird or a rodent, and they're actually both. Her first name was Jean Louise.
Finch. Scout Finch.
Correct. She was dying to take a shower.
Oh, psycho.
This is a hard one, like without the crossword puzzle, without the across clues to do it.
I don't remember her name.
Marion Crane.
Crane, that's right.
A legendary pirate of the Seven Seas and the irreverent trickster of the Caribbean.
Oh, Jack Sparrow.
Correct. That's as far as I got.
I thought we were going to go on indefinitely.
No, I'm sorry. I was going to do like something about Toucan Sam, but then he's a real bird. So,
Toucan Sam, but it's a toucan,
right? So,
I did one. I did one similar, but I did like what was the Grisham book about the Supreme Court?
Oh, the Pelican Brief.
Yeah,
do you want these? Do you want these?
Sure, thank
you.
Okay,
you're welcome. I was trying to get gander. There must be a gander. Or Swan someplace. There must be somebody whose name was Swan.
Well, in Pirates of the Caribbean, Elizabeth Swan.
Oh, well, there you go.
There's two from that movie.
There you go.
Very good. Okay. We need to talk about the book sale, Jennifer. I can't believe it's the 22nd annual book sale.
I know. Oh, by the way, circulation...
Book sale says, old as my daughter.
Circulation is cursing you because they got this huge donation of books. And they're like, why couldn't they have waited for the book sale? I'm like, because Jim Thatch might have announced on the radio that it was...
You think that's where they got it?
No, I really don't.
And you threw me under the bus anyway?
No, I didn't. I didn't. I said, but we're glad to take the books. Take the books.
Of course, right?
Right.
So 22nd annual book sale. Friends of the Hunter County Library. So Kara's 22. So she's the same exact age as the book sale, so we'll always know, Jennifer. I don't know where I'm going with this. My head is pounding so bad.
I'm
losing track of
things.
Does
this mean we're not going out for lunch?
I need I need some wine to extend my life. Wine would probably... I get headaches from drinking wine, so how does that help?
It doesn't.
The book sale. Oh, by the way, I wanted to ask you, I saw your movie.
Which one?
The one you told me to go see.
Which one did I tell you to go see?
The Phantom Thread.
Oh, did you love it?
Tell me.
I knew you wouldn't love it. Your wife probably loved it.
Tell me. Kara, Lori, and I went to see it. So tell me what you liked about it, first of all. Why was this such a great movie?
I loved the time period. I loved the setting, the London. It was reminiscent of Funny Face, but not the humor and the music, of course. I loved his sister.
What happened in Funny Face that was similar to this?
It was a fashion magazine. Like, the era was the same.
So you liked just the era of the dressmaking?
And the character, Reynolds, was so... He was such a great character. And the waitress was so conniving and so fierce, when you wouldn't have thought that about her necessarily. I mean, when she's buttering her toast and he glares at her, or when she says, I brought you tea, and he said, I don't wish to be disturbed.
It's very subtle. It was actually very
and he said, the tea
too
is,
subtle for
you know,
me.
She
Jennifer.
Said, well, the tea is gone. And he said, yes, but the disturbance is still here, because she was still there.
Right. So you like that stuff.
It was so good. Now tell me, Kara and Lori liked it, though, I bet.
No.
Really?
They didn't like it.
What didn't you like about it?
I don't know. To me, there's certain movies.
So I owe you $30, right?
We saw a matinee, so not quite that much. It seemed to me I'm kind of judging it by what happened with the people around me were doing. It felt to me like people felt like they had to like it. Like they were told this movie is something special, or they have to like it.
See, all right, here's the thing. I saw it before. I saw it like when it first opened, so I saw it before I knew I had to like it. It's really my kind of movie.
Okay, so name another movie in that genre that you like that I know to steer clear of in the future. So you think his performance is enough to win the Academy Award?
He should, but Gary Oldman will win it.
Oh, for Churchill?
For Churchill.
Okay, yeah. I just... Shows we have a little difference in taste, I think.
We know that, but that's okay.
I wanted to see Hostiles.
I did too, desperately.
When I got wrangled into this.
But actually,
I shouldn't have brought this up with Kiko listening. I could be in big trouble.
Why do you think he? Why would you be in big trouble?
Because this is not a movie my group goes to see.
Oh, I wanted to see Hostiles too. I'm sorry you didn't see it.
I want to see that. Maybe Kiko saw it. Maybe Kiko can give us a brief review on Hostiles.
But I will tell you, I have 3 DVDs home right now that I'm going to watch this weekend on my laptop.
Oh, yeah?
None of which you will approve of.
Let me hear them. Any of them comedies? Why? Mix a comedy in once in a while.
One of them is Coming Through the Rye, which is from 2015,
that
2011.
Sounds absolutely brutal.
Rebel in the Rye, which is the story of J.D. Salinger.
Are these all
I can't wait to see it.
Oh, is that the one that they...
It was just out in October and I missed it.
Oh, yeah. Can I borrow that? Is that a library has it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I've been looking for that, but it was hard to find or something.
You know what? I went to see...
Lori wants to see that one. Is the third title have something with Rye in it?
No, I went to see the Mountbatten movie instead. The Viceroy's House instead of... We should have each gone to see a different movie that day. Anyway, and then I have Goodbye, Christopher Robin.
Oh, yeah. I kind of want to see that, too.
Which, the timing was... That wasn't in theaters very long, and I sort of missed it.
Right. That sounds good, except for the first one.
Well, the first one is a JDL. It's a Catcher in the Rye-esque.
Oh, that's a Catcher in the Rye movie, too? Yeah. Should have tried to do the triple with all Rye. Is there another Rye movie?
I don't know. Well, let me see if there's no holds on after I watch it. Okay. Oh, we have to go to the second commercial break.
Let's do it.
All right. And then you'll tell us about the book sale when we come back.
The book sale and Maker's Day.
And Maker's Day. I hope there's enough time.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jim Thatch and Jennifer Winberry, who apologizes for being tardy. He's not accepting my apology.
I accept, Jennifer. I accept. Friends of the Hunterdon County Library annual book sale. It's the 22nd annual book sale. It will be from April 27th through April 30th, 2018. We have some information for you. The general book sale information, Friday, April 27th, is the preview sale, which Jennifer said may or may not be sold out already. The preview sale is on this Friday. There's two sessions from 9 to noon and 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. You need to apply specially for that. Applications were sent in the mail to Friends members. Is that correct, Jennifer?
What it is when you get your renewal for your Friends membership, you have to join the Friends and then send in an extra $60. To get in for a ticket to the sale.
So if you want information by that, email the Friends at FOHCLFriends @gmail.com. Then Saturday, April 28th, early bird admission to the book sale is 8 to 10 a.m. Those are it's free for members of the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library, or you can pay $20 and get early bird admission. Then free public admission starts at 10 a.m. Book sale runs to 5 p.m. that day. Did something happen?
I just hit the microphone. Sorry.
So, Saturday, April 28th. Oh, I just said Saturday, April 28th. And then Sunday, April 29th, Jennifer, it's always half price day. 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then Monday, April 30th, is the bag sale from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. We provide the bags. You fill it up with as many books as you can jam in there and pay $5 for that whole bag of books, Jennifer. The location, again, is the Roger Everett Fairgrounds.
Roger K.
In Lambertville, New Jersey, right off of Route 179, where the Flemington Fair is held every year. To get books for this book sales, we have two weekend book drives at the Grange, which is the permanent building at the fairgrounds, on Saturday, April 14th and Saturday, April 21st, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. So if you have a large amount of books you wish to donate, just fill them, put them in your car, drive on down. And people, we have volunteers there that will unload your car for you. You can just tune in the radio, listen to the news or some music or something while they unload your car. Then you're off, and we thank you for your donation. Donations are tax deductible?
To an extent, yeah. You don't get the full retail value off, but they'll give you a letter.
And like Jennifer said off the air, if you have smaller amounts of books that you'd like to donate, you can just leave them in the library, the lobbies of the county libraries, and we'll take care of them for you. And we thank you for your donation.
And if you want to volunteer at the book sale or help sort, what do they do?
What do they do, Jennifer? Why are you putting this on me?
Because you've got the paper in front of you.
It doesn't say.
You contact the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library at FOCHL@CLC. What's the email?
FOHCLfriends@gmail.com.
Thank you.
And if you're looking to donate, these are the donations they do accept, Jennifer. Hardback and paperback books for adults and children, DVDs, CDs, audiobooks on CD, video games, and sheet music. Unfortunately, they do not accept LPs or vinyl, cassette tapes, former library books, encyclopedias, outdated computer and business books, Reader Digest condensed books, advanced reader copies, textbooks, catalogs, and magazines, including National Geographic, and torn, soiled, moldy, mildewed, or badly worn items they do not accept.
And for those types of items, contact your local municipality about their recycling regulations or your refuse remover.
And then prices, generally the hardbacks and large trade paperbacks and children's hardback books are $2. Mass market paperbacks and children's softcover books are only 50 cents at the sale, which means at half price day, Jennifer, only 25 cents. Special items will be individually priced and found either on the sale floor or at a special collections boutique. All books will be sorted into fiction categories, nonfiction categories, and children's categories. That's all I have.
That's all you have.
For the Friends of HCL Book Sale, so look at our webpage, hclibrary.us, for further news. But this is one of the biggest fundraising event we have at the library every year, and all the money raised goes towards scholarships and funding programs and services at the Hunterdon County Libraries. So it's a very big deal, Jennifer.
It is.
So Maker's Day, real quick, we got a couple minutes, correct?
Mm-hmm.
New Jersey Maker's Day for ages 6 and up at the South County Branch Library on March 10th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and at the North County Branch Library on Saturday, March 24th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. So at the South County Branch, you can join us for demonstrations by the Hunterdon County Parks Maple Syrup Bus, Holcomb Jimison Farmstead Museum, the Red Mill Museum, Delaware Valley Bead Society, Home Depot, Michael's Crafts, and the Hunterdon Garden Guild of Flemington. Activities at the South County Branch include flower arranging, pom-pom making, no-sew bags, build a coaster, the Home Depot Tool Station, paper circuits, little bits, bubbles, there's a button maker, Lego challenges, a toddler craft table, and birdhouse kits while supplies last.
So I was going to say, so South County Branch will have something for the under six crowd. And we do want to thank the Friends of the County Library for, of course, making this possible. But ShopRite of Hunterdon is donating things to the South County Branch Library and some food from lunch for the vendors, the presenters, and Chris Andrake from the Gilded Lily is donating flowers for the flower arranging. So that was very generous of him. And they, I'm sure the flowers are going to be spectacular.
I should actually describe Maker's Day. So think about the last time you fixed something, built, designed, or discovered a better way to accomplish a task. It's fun and it feels good. Libraries Across New Jersey will be hosting Maker's Day to remind us that creativity and ingenuity are a part of us all. More than that, these skills are vital to our economy. Spend a couple hours with us and find a new hobby. Connect with someone who holds the same interests as you or see some new technology in action. The North County branch will be holding their Maker's Day, I said, on Saturday, March 24th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. I only have a brief list of what they have here, Jennifer, and it is an incomplete list. But they will host local artists, businesses, environmental, and technology clubs who have offered to teach the community on Maker's Day. I didn't need to say that. Activities will include metalworking, squishy circuits, LED flowers, weaving, beading, bottle balloon racing, a ham radio operator, origami, robotics, computer programming, Lego robotics, and make a light a bookmark with electronic fabrics. Just to name sort of a few, and I think they're going to have a silhouette artist. And they have a lot more. Actually, this is an older edition of the scoop that will be coming out at the beginning of March, Jennifer, and they'll have more information. So Maker's Day. Go to our webpage again, hclibrary.us. All the big upcoming events are right on our homepage that you can just click on and find out all the information you need. Once again, hclibrary.us.
And Jim Thatch will be abandoning me next week. But one of our semi-regular author guests, Libby Cudmore, will be calling in. And I'm sure she will be writing me about my musical tastes. And she'll be talking about what writing she's done in the last couple years since her first novel was released. I'm sure Jim is sorry he's going to miss her because the two of them enjoyed making fun of me last time.
We didn't make fun of you.
A little bit.
Was she the one who liked Billy Joel?
No, she hates Billy Joel. She likes Phil Collins.
She's the one who hates Billy Joel.
Right, and she likes Phil Collins, and I don't like Phil Collins.
She was a very interesting person to talk to.
She is, and actually...
You're going to have a good show.
Yeah, and I'm going to ask her to watch Pretty Woman if she hasn't seen it recently.
Why would you do that to her?
Because I want to talk to her about it, because of things you've said recently about it. I want her take on it.
Okay, throw me under the bus again.
I'm sure she's going to side with you, Jim. So thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, stop in, or go online. Your library is always there for you.
Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As the annual Conservative Political Action Conference begins just outside Washington, the head of the NRA says,
"We share a goal of safe schools, safe neighborhoods, and a safe country."
NRA Chief Wayne LaPierre saying everyone in his organization is mourning the loss of lives in school shootings, including last week's in South Florida. But he also says many people are using this latest shooting to make political moves.
"As usual, the opportunist wasted not one second to exploit tragedy."
Telling that CPAC summit Democrats, quote, "fantasize about more laws stopping what other laws never have." Vice President Mike Pence has just addressed that same conservative gathering, saying President Trump's first year in office has been a year of promises kept, including on increased border security and the U.S. economy. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil, it's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The arrangements have been announced following the death of the Reverend Billy Graham yesterday at 99. America's foremost Christian evangelist's body is going to the